Maseches Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Hamafish Mo, L'Nazirasa. Somebody who's a Nazir, and after he finishes his Nazir, he has to bring three Karbanos, a Chatzis Ola, and a Shlomer. And the person set aside money and was Makis the money to use that money to buy the Karbanos that is Mechuyev to bring. But he didn't specify which part of the money would go for which Korban. Lo Nenim, below Mala. Now let a benefit from that money, L'Chatzchila. But if you do benefit from that money, you would not have to bring a Korban Me'ila. The reason being, the Mishnah goes on to explain, Mipnei Shehein Ruyin Lavo Kulon Shlomim, because it's possible that he would use all that money to buy his Shlomim with. Now, even though it's Mechuyev to bring three Korbanos, not just a Shlomim. Since he set aside the money without specifying, maybe he would use all that money to buy his Shlomim, and he would set aside different money to buy his other Korbanos. And the din is that Shlomim, since it's Kachim Kalim, if you benefit from a Shlomim before the Zrigat Hadam, you do not have to bring a Korban Me'ila, so too, the money that is set aside to buy a Shlomim with, if you benefit from it, you would not have to bring a Korban Me'ila. So in this case, since it's possible that the money will be used to buy the Shlomim that another Mechuyev to bring, anybody who benefits from this money would not have to bring a Korban Me'ila. Mace. Somebody who's another and sets aside money to use to buy his Korbanos with, and another died before he had a chance to use that money to buy his Korbanos. How you stumim yiplu linitav. If the Mose was stumim, if the Nebe had set aside the money without specifying which part of the money would be used to buy which Korban that Mechuyev to bring, in such a case, now that the Nebe died, that money would go for Olos Nedava, Olos Kayatam Mizbeach, Olos Siva that is brought on the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach is Bato, when the Mizbeach is, I don't know, the Korbanos are brought on the Mizbeach. This is Allah HaLomoshim B'Sina. How you mitzvah Russia? But if the Nebe specified which part of the money would go to buy which Korban that Mechuyev to bring, and he died before he had a chance to buy his korbanos, to make chatos yelchu liyam melech lo nanim below marlim behem. The money that he set aside to buy his chatos with would be thrown into the yam hamelech. You not have a benefit from them lechatchila, but if you do benefit from that money, you would not have to bring a korban meila. The reason being is that since the money is no longer going to be used to buy a korban with, you do not bring a korban meila if you benefit from that money. And the din is that a chatos shemesu balav. Somebody who was makdish a chatos and he died, the chatos is put to death, and so too, if it's makdish money to be used to buy a korban chatos with, that money would be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. To may ola yaviu ola umalim behem. The money that he set aside to buy a korban ola with, even though the nether has now died, we still use that money to buy an ola and bring it on the mizbeach. Even though the nether has already died, but still you can bring an ola from the dove if you want. You can bring an ola anytime you want. So this money, which was set aside to buy an ola with, we would use it to buy an ola, would be an ola to dove, and anybody benefits from the money or from the ola after your makdishes, you would have to bring a korban meila. To may shlamim yaviu shlamim benechalom liyomechad beinon tunin lachan. The money that he set aside to buy a korban shlamim with, even though the nazir has now died, we would use that money to buy a shlamim. That shlamim also you can bring as in a dove, and it would be eaten only for one day, even though a regular shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and one night. Since the shlamim that another brings has a different din, it could be eaten only for that day and the following night. So this shlamim that we bring from the money that he set aside also has a din like a shami another. Since it was another, that was mafers the money originally, but it does not require lechem. Even though another brings lechem together with the shlamim, since another has died, lechem is not brought with this shlamim. The reason being is the pasuk says v'nasan al kapei hanazir, the bread is put on the hands of the nazir, and here, since we don't have the nazir here anymore, it's not possible to bring the lechem. The shlamim would be brought without the lechem. Maseches Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Hadam Kam B'Tchilaso V'Chomer B'Sofer. Rabbi Shmuel said, Dam from a korban that's Nizrak on the Mizbeach is Kal in the beginning, has a Kula in the beginning before the Zrika, while it's Chomer B'Sofer in the end. It has a Chomer after the Zrika, it has a Chomer. V'Anesachim Chomer B'Tchilaso V'Kal B'Sofer. V'Anesachim V'Yayin that is poured on the Mizbeach that's brought with a korban is Chomer in the beginning before it's poured on the Mizbeach. It has a chumra. While it's kal b'sofo, after it's poured on the mizbeach, it has a kula. The Mishnah goes on to explain, hadam b'tchila ein mo'alim bo. Dam from a korban, in the beginning, before this zrika, somebody who benefits from that dam would not have to bring a korban mi'ila. This is exeris akasav. Chazal learned out from the pasuk, as the pasuk says by dam, nesativ lachem lechaper, and Chazal learned out from there, lechaper nesativ. Below the Me'ilah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the dam as a kapara, not limi'ila. It's strictly as a kapara. There is no chiyuv to bring a korban mi'ila if you benefit from the dam. Yotzo l'nachal kidron marlimbo. But after the dam drips off to mizbeach and ends up in nachal kidron, as the dam after the nizrak on the mizbeach ends up in the amashaba azar, the stream in the azar, and that stream runs down to the nachal kidron. And if somebody benefits from it after the dam has gone down to the nachal kidron, he would have to bring a korban mi'ila. This is only midrabbanan, as midoraisa, somebody who benefits from dam, whether he benefits from it before zrika or after zrika, did not have to bring a korban mi'ila, but the rabbanan were machmir from somebody who benefits from the dam after the zrika. Hanisachim betchila marlim behem yatsu l'shisin ein marlim behem. Nisachim, the iron is poured on the mizbeach. Somebody who benefits from that wine after it was nigdash, before it was poured on the mizbeach, he would have to bring a korban mi'ila. But once the yain has been poured on the mizbeach and went down to the shisim is a deep hole that is under the mizbeach, and when the yain is poured on the mizbeach, it goes down to the shisim, which is deep underneath the mizbeach. Somebody who benefits from the yain after it is poured on the mizbeach and has gone down to the shisim would not have to bring a korban mi'ila. The reason being is that ein lecha davar shenatis mitzvaso shemalim bo. There's nothing that, if the mitzvah has already been done with that thing, that you would have to bring a korban mi'ila if you benefit from it. Something that is hegdish, but the ma'aseh that's supposed to be done with it has already been done, somebody who benefits from it after that ma'aseh would not have to bring a korban mi'ila. So therefore, this nesachim, even though it's hegdish, since you already poured it on the mizbeach, so the ma'aseh which is done with the yain has already been done, there is no chiyuv to bring a korban mi'ila from somebody who benefits from it. And that which, if you benefit from the dam after it was nidrak on the mizbeach, you have to bring a korban mi'ila. That's not min ha-Torah, that's only midrabbanan.